Greetings and welcome, everyone. It's All You Can Geek Movie Cast, episode 306. I'm one of your hosts, Jim Gast, joined by Mike Sunniti.
What's up?
Corey Fineside.
Hey, guys.
Anywhere, actually. I'm just pointing. And Tony Korkanakis.
Yo.
See, when I do this, it's like, I noticed a video last week, I'm pointing at people sometimes, because I got you guys above me in Skype, and in the YouTube video, we're just kind of in, like, we're in the, the Brady Bunch line. You know, sorry, listener or viewers, if you notice me pointing sometimes, but that's because that they're above me. So anyways, hey guys, welcome to episode 306. Welcome, listeners. Wow, there's a lot of news here. Last week was a light week, and then all of a sudden we got an explosion week.
Gamescom, explosion, and then a whole bunch of movie stuff too. Yeah.
So let's get into the box office and talk about how Suicide Squad stayed number one.
Barely, but it did. But it's barely.
$5 million.
And
considering what like the other
25%
numbers were,
higher
it's
than
pretty
the
high.
Second place.
Yeah. Pretty good percentage. Percentage-wise.
Well, I mean, War Dogs bombed. Ben-Hur bombed.
Yeah, lots of bombas. This year has been a lot of bomba, especially this summer.
Yeah, it's been. Two Strings definitely underperformed.
I heard that was really good.
Yeah, so did I. That's why I expected it to do better.
Yeah.
I mean, I thought Peach Dragon would do better, but that underperformed also.
Yeah, it did. It definitely, shockingly did.
Those Disney checks didn't pan out.
Well, no, they advertised for like a week before all these movies came out, and that was it. Like, I saw nothing about this, like, a month ago, any of these movies. I had no idea these movies existed a month ago.
So what happens in August? You don't really pay attention. That's the royal you, not you specifically, Mike.
It's the royal you? I completely lost what I was going to say from that one. Sorry, you just like derailed me.
That's what I do.
All right. It's like because you have such a high from May, June, and then you start to, and even July to an extent, then you kind of just taper off. You forget about August. Like, there's usually not much you think about, and you're usually tired of movies in August at this point. You know, it's like end of the summer, time to go back to work for some of us,
back to school.
I think about the movies. Yeah. I want to go see Suicide Squad one more time because I have a free ticket, Tony. Because I have a free ticket.
See something else.
I have a free ticket for
Suicide Squad. It doesn't expire.
It does. September 3rd.
You got a week.
It's just for Suicide Squad.
What else is it going to see?
Just for Suicide Squad.
It's a rebate. Just I'm not going to show the code because then they can use the code. But I have a rebate just for Suicide Squad, which I couldn't use before because Mike had bought the tickets for us. So I have the spare ticket. So I'm probably going Thursday. I'm going Thursday, whether it's by myself or not. So it's just a movie anyways. You can't talk to anybody. So I'm just going to go. And it's the shitty theater by us.
The local one? Okay.
Yeah, it's a shitty theater. Might as well at that point. Unless I got to go out to Rockaway for something.
Did you get that from BVS or something?
I got it from one of the animated films I've been meaning to buy on Vudu. Vudu was running the promotion where they give you the voucher. Mm-hmm. So I was like, dude, the movie was $10. I think it was Batman Year One.
And the ticket's and
I'm
15.
Like, the movie was $10 by itself anyways. And then they gave me back the voucher for the movie. It's a $10 voucher, so it's not quite free. But it's $2 to see Suicide Squad. Anyways, let's
I'd
get out of it.
$2.
Suicide Squad was number one at 20.7 million. Holding strong, actually. That was much better hold than the previous week. So this is going to make $600 million. It's projected to clear that because it's still opening in other markets.
There's 572 right now.
Yeah, it's going to outperform BVS in terms of total profits for the studio. By far, going to outperform BVS. And you guys said it was a better movie. I disagree, but you guys said it was a better movie.
I mean, it's one of those things where I'd rather watch that over again than Superman.
It's more entertaining consistently,
yeah,
I think.
I mean, I made that statement about Dark Knight and Iron Man. Not to say Dark Knight... You know, a worse movie, but I'd rather watch Iron Man over and over.
I mean, like, you say that too, but I don't feel that way, but that's just
me. It's just a more of a vested experience. It's, like, more of an intense, not as fun. You know what I mean?
I guess. I don't know.
That's why. I mean, you want to watch movies over and over again, they're going to be fun movies. Suicide Squad is...
Shawshank Redemption I could watch over and over again. That's definitely not a fun... I wouldn't categorize that as fun.
You
can
watch it over and over again?
Yeah, man, I've seen that like 7 times, probably.
Jesus. Wow.
That's an awesome... It's one of my favorite movies.
The movies that I can always watch are usually comedies.
But see, you put those on and then you don't pay attention to them. There's a difference.
But that's the idea of watching a movie a second time.
Like,
you pay more attention the second time to see what you missed.
I mean, I watch like Willow. You know, the movies I can always watch. You know what I mean? Those are fun movies. I don't think there's a serious movie.
How about Empire?
Okay.
Empire is serious, but there's fun to it.
There's some fun, but it's the same. It's not thing. Quite it's as like this fun to Dark Knight. Like Joker can be funny at times, but it's still on the heavier tone.
I guess. I mean.
Yeah, but I don't know. I would argue that Dark Knight really doesn't have much to offer in terms of like action or like rewatchability. Like you're watching that movie for Heath Ledger's performance.
Yeah.
You're not watching it for the plot. You're not watching for...
Oh, I disagree.
Except for Christian Bale.
I think you are kind of watching it for the plot.
Yeah. Listen, Christian Bale is still a really bad Batman.
Like, once you know the plot, like, the whole, like, ooh, the twist. He lied to you, which area they were in. Oh, my God.
Well, once you watch a movie and you know what's going to happen, I mean, it happens to every movie. It's just
so we should never watch
up.
Any movie twice, then.
No, I'm not saying that, but I'm just saying... Well,
the second time.
The subsequent viewings, you're never really watching it for the plot unless it's something, like, intricate and deep, like maybe, like, Inception or something like that.
I understand your point there, but I disagree with The Dark Knight. I think The Dark Knight has a lot more... going on with the Joker, and you kind of understand what his mindset is there the second time around, and you're waiting for things to happen, and you're like anticipating his different moves, and you're viewing it at a different angle than you would when the first time you see it.
I'm going to use another example. Like, there's a bunch of movies I own. Like, I own Skyfall.
You own a bunch of movies, Jim?
No, not Spectre. Skyfall. I really enjoy Skyfall.
I know. I didn't.
But I haven't watched it like since I bought it. When I got it on the Blu-ray, I watched it. That was how long ago? 2 years. I haven't watched it since. But like, I own these movies, and same thing with like. I'm trying to think of an example. X-Men is a good, better one. X-Men. I haven't rewatched First Class, but I like the movie.
I would watch that.
Let's see. I'm trying to think of movies recent, like in the past few years, that I've watched multiple times. Like Avengers. That is a just fun like movie just to watch. Mm-hmm. Iron Man.
Like, okay, I guess it just
Guardians?
Quality. Yeah, like Guardians, I rewatched all of the Marvel recently. Kick-Ass,
I understand that like some movies are just more fun to watch over and over. I'm not disagreeing with that. I'm just saying that there are movies that are serious and have a heavier tone that are rewatchable because sometimes there are things that you want to see again.
But usually you watch them one more time. You don't watch them 5 or 6. Like, I'm shocked that you watched Shawshank Redemption that many times, especially because it's like, what, a 3.5 hour movie?
It's not 3.5 hours. I mean, maybe pushing 3, but not that long. I mean, it's one of those movies that come on TV and you just don't change the channel.
That's different. TV movies are different, but you're hardly watching those, usually. Because you'll get up during the commercials and you miss them when they come back.
I'm just saying, for me, I can watch that movie. It's a great movie.
Okay. Let's get into, that's the box office. Suicide Squad, Sasha's Party, War Dogs, Kubo, which I heard was good, and it's highly rated, and Ben-Hur.
I'm still impressed that they do stop motion. Like, still, in today's day and age, it's pretty impressive.
I do want to see Kubo, but maybe I should go see that. Pay the $12 full price and not see Suicide Squad, but...
Yeah.
I don't know.
You should. Stop supporting DC films.
All right.
Demand hashtag better.
That.
Well, and your wallet.
We're going to have the same conversation in the games cast very shortly. But because I'm a hypocrite if I say that. Yes, I know. I'll be the first to call myself that. I know what I am. All right.
At least you know what you are.
Let's get some movie news. Movie news. We're going to kick it off with a surprise announcement from Adam West. Actually, I saw this last week on Facebook, believe it or not.
I didn't believe it at first. I thought
it was a hoax as well. So Batman and Robin, Batman Return of the Caped Crusaders got announced with Adam West voicing. It's an animated movie voicing Batman. Julie Newmar's back as Catwoman, obviously voicing Catwoman, and Burt Ward as Robin. So it's a classic 1966 Batman show we're gonna get. I'm psyched because I love that series. Like, I have the collector's DVDs, I mean Blu-rays.
Lego
I mean.
set.
I have the Batcave, which I'm going to put on the screen right now, everybody. Well, I can't even get it all in the shot. But
now that's a winter project, right?
Yes, yes. That's going to be... Well,
that's like a blizzard.
That's a blizzard,
project,
yeah. So. I'm going to wait for that 2 feet of snow that we all know we're going to get, and that's when that thing gets built. I'll probably get some Star Wars stuff for the side storms, because snowstorms and Legos just go hand-in-hand so well.
Yep.
I'll try to do, listeners, I'll try to take some screenshots, pictures, actually, of me building that Batcave over the winter.
In progress.
Yeah, you'll get some Twitter stuff, so follow us on Twitter at All You Can Geek. And you can see me when I get
just
to that.
Stream it.
Or stream it on YouTube. I can stream it on YouTube.
Or Twitch.
Yeah. Well, Twitch is gaming, isn't it?
Dude, you can eat food and stream it on Twitch.
I thought they really cracked down on that. Oh, I don't mind streaming on Twitch. Mm. I've been streaming on Twitch a lot recently. That's another thing. It's a gaming thing, but listeners, we have been streaming on Twitch as well. And I'll talk about it in the Gamescast too. But... we are using YouTube, and YouTube has a live stream as well, which is not bad. It works pretty well. I've used it. So maybe I'll do something with it. Tony, I know you build the Legos as well. You'll do something as well, I'm sure. We'll figure it out. But the winter is going to be fun, we promise. Anyway, so let's get into the movie news, talk about that. So the Caped Crusaders, like we had said, coming out. We don't have an announced release date yet, though, right?
I don't think so. There's a trailer, though.
There's a trailer. Check it out. I like how they did the animation, because it's not like, I don't know, super serious. It's again, campy.
It's
you
in
know,
the
true
style
to
of that yeah. show.
Yeah. It's in the style of it. It's got that awkward, the awkwardness between them, which Saturday Night Live made fun of so many times with Ace and Gary.
Yeah.
I don't know. I'm just like really psyched to see this. It's coming. Oh, it is October 11th of this year.
Oh, nice. Oh,
that's digital. November 1st as a Blu-ray combo. So that's what I'll wait for. I'll get the Blu-ray combo. Because why buy the digital version for $20 when you can buy the Blu-ray version and get the digital version for $20? So this is why digital's a problem. What's that?
You get to see it earlier. That's why. But
I like that they're
doing... I'll see it early regardless.
Yes. I like that they're doing this early release for the, like about a month, actually, a lot of times. Movies. I like that they're doing this, but I think the value still needs to be cheaper. I think it needs to be like $12.99 for a new release, not
$19.99. Yeah.
So, I mean,
if it was like half price. It was like $10. I'd probably jump on the more.
You gotta give $10 definitely, but I would probably say for the early launch, you get them a month early, and it's $13. It's $3 more. I think that's worth it.
Now, not trying to get too into the subject, as much because we have discussed this several times over the past couple of years, but like. You know, physical versus digital. Now, you guys know that for games, I'm all about physical. Like, I want a physical copy, doesn't need me to install a patch, you know, if possible, this, that, and the other thing. But with movies, like, I'm actually contemplating just moving all digital, just because the digital storefront for some of these things, like Vudu and Disney Anywhere, like, it's amazing. I was like, I forgot about one account, and I was like, oh, shit, I have a bunch of movies here. Like,
yeah.
I don't need, like, you know, to put it on my iPhone or my iPad or anything. I just... stream it, you know. You do need internet, but you know.
The thing I like about that is well, here's the only problem. There's one issue right now that I see that if you buy a movie directly from Vudu, I don't think it shows up across like Fandango, because Fandango has their own streaming now too.
Really? I didn't know that.
Yeah, I don't think I've seen it might have just lagged, and I did, because they do lag sometimes. I bought a few dedicated stuff on I'm going to embarrass myself and talk about one of the movies I just bought for $5. In my defense, before I say the name of this movie, it was $5. And it's one of those movies that Corey and myself do enjoy. I'm going to put you under this one now. Cat in the Hat with Mike.
Gosh. Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. It was $5. So I bought it on Vudu. But it's not showing up on my Ultraviolet account.
Dude, you know you can just hit yourself in the dick for free, right?
It's fun to watch.
Like,
it's
just go straight up like... Hammer
like
Punch.
Speed Racer. I have Speed Racer as well.
Well, Speed Racer is a good movie.
I enjoy Speed Racer, yeah.
I
would
movie.
Defend that movie, actually. Now
I have defended that movie. I still have it on my list to watch because of your defense of that movie.
Next time I see you, I'm giving you the movie to borrow. That's right. It. It's worth, if you're an anime fan.
No, and that's what you said. You said if you like anime, which obviously I do, like, I will watch it. I will watch it. But you are literally the only person I know that has spoken highly of that movie. So you set my expectations up.
Whoa!
How can one person out of like everyone else?
Well, nobody else is like invested in Speed Racer. Right. And you're just like,
well,
oh shit!
You
kind of
have to come to his defense. because people have shat on it.
Any case. And that's fine. Like, I mean, to each their own. I like stuff that, you know, a lot of people don't like and whatnot. It's guilty pleasures. That's what I call them.
Yeah, and then we're happy that they're out there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yes. That's what I mean. We all have them. We all have them. It's just a matter of what finding they are. But, all right. Other movie news. We've got Mary Jane Watson. Right? Yeah. Yep.
Revealed.
Is it official?
Yep. It's official.
It's official. So how do you say this girl's name? Zendaya?
Zendaya.
I think so.
Did I nail that one?
I think it's Zendaya.
You guys have to give me credit. I've been getting so good with this stuff recently.
I mean, I'm going to
put my wife on the spot. She says Zendaya.
It could be that. There's a small chance it's that, too. Zendaya.
All I know is that she's, like, all over Disney Channel. So that's probably why she's, like, here now.
Like, immediately, like, I saw the screen, the picture of her, and I'm like, I swear to God, it's, like, when I have, like, my friend's kids, they're, like, 5. So they're watching Disney now, and they're watching these live-action shows, and they're just ridiculous, stupid shows. And so I've seen this girl on this, and I'm just like, my immediate reaction is, again, I'm guarded optimism about this movie. This all backs this up, Tony. Every time, we have not seen enough of him to declare him being the best Spider-Man.
Disagree.
All I know is they keep pushing this high school stuff, and I'm not looking forward to that.
See, I'm okay with the high school stuff, but
let it go, Mike. Let it go. Not everything is meant
to be. I let go of the high school a long time ago. I'm done with it.
Right, but there are still kids in high school these days. Yeah,
Let's make a PG movie for high school kids. High School Musical Spider-Man edition. Let's go.
There's something we're gonna do that.
Sure, I don't know.
By the way, did you guys see? We forgot to talk about that last week. Supergirl and Flash are having a crossover next season with a musical crossover. Did you see that?
Yeah.
Well, they were all on. I mean, he came from Glee, right?
Flash. Yeah.
Yeah. I guess she was on something like that too.
Yeah.
Was she?
I think so. They have some background in that. That's why. But also, the other reason why is ever since Joss Whedon did it with Buffy, everyone's been trying to do it again. I didn't like that episode on Buffy. Some people love
Scrubs it. Episode is pretty good.
Yeah,
that was actually. I'll give you that one. That was a good one. But anyway, so we got our Mary Jane Watson, guys.
Yeah.
I mean,
there's controversy behind this because she's not redhead.
And she's she dye her hair red?
You think that's the big controversy in there?
That's the controversy I'm going with.
It's linked, but the question is, will she dye her hair red?
Well, her skin tone is not yours, Mike.
She's
halfway, half black, so some people, there is some minor outrage on the internet. To those people, I say, get over it, whatever. Exactly. It's a different interpretation of the character. It's not like she's an alien or something like that. Mm-hmm. Like, as long as she is a good actress.
She's a she and not a he, then we're fine.
No, I mean, whatever, if she was a he, that's whatever.
Don't call her Mary Jane.
But no, as long as she has good chemistry with Pete, like, that's what I care about.
Yeah. That's kind of the key. Like, don't make a prejudgment.
We had Kirsten Dunst as Mary Jane. Like, in retrospect, that was terrible. Like,
yeah.
I go back, and as much as I love the original Spider-Man movies, like, terrible. She was a terrible
This chick is actually a model, so it kind of fits.
Right, it fits.
She's a model? But can she act? I don't know if she can act.
She's
that's
on Disney
thing.
Channel. That's all I know.
I thought she's just like some singer girl.
No,
singer.
She started as like a model and into
singer,
model,
fake
singer,
actress.
Actress. They're all the same.
It's a triple threat. You can't be on Disney without doing all three.
Exactly.
I would just want her to dye her hair red, to be honest. I know
reddish.
It can't be natural, but I still would like that because I feel like that's sort of like the iconography of the character.
Right. Now,
I don't know. That doesn't matter.
To say that they have showed pictures of like set footage or screen caps and stuff like that, and she is just having her. I don't know if that's her natural hair color, but you know, brownish auburn hair.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe I'm thinking she develops as a character and you know becomes like a model because I think she's still in high school during the movie. Mm-hmm. So
they are.
Everyone is probably.
This according to the start of this sophomore year, right?
Yeah, I think so.
Because they're doing the Harry Potter thing. That's what they're talking about.
Yeah.
Sophomore, junior, senior.
Yeah. I mean, it's fine. I have no problem with it either. I think that it is it's nice that they're, you know, getting the character back in here. I mean, I like Mary Jane Watson as a character. I think it would be nice to have Gwen Stacy in there as well, but, you know, you don't want to introduce too many
love interests. But we had such an amazing Gwen Stacy. Like, Emma Stone was so wasted.
I know.
Like, she was completely wasted. She fit that role so perfectly.
That was well done for her. The bright part, bright spot in those movies was her, without a doubt.
Absolutely. I kind of wish they just kind of cast her again for the role. It's like...
With her, how good she was with it. So I would be fine with this. I would absolutely like that. Except then they have to worry about continuity issues, like Mike's going to say. Go ahead, Mike.
Everyone just saw her die. You can't just
but
do
by
that.
The time a second, because she's not in this first one, by the time the next Spider-Man movie rolls around, it's going to be, what, 5 years between Amazing Spider-Man 2 and, you know, Homecoming 2, whatever you want to call it. Like, I think people can get over it by then.
I don't know. I just...
Captain Stacy was pretty good too.
I was gonna say. I was trying to think of who played him at first. I'm like, why am I forgetting his name? I like Dennis Leary in that movie too.
He was funny, but the role was kind of stupid.
Yeah, but it was still good character.
Yeah,
I like him.
Yeah, I mean, the first movie. It's the second movie that was the problem in that series. The first was fine as a starter. It just
it had some. It definitely was like, groundwork, and then they could have built on. Yeah.
Like, that's part of my argument for Man of Steel. Like, it's a base movie. Like, you build off of it. You make them better in the sequel.
Problem was, they're not trying to use that as a base movie.
No. But Marvel, you know, could do that right now, so I'm hoping. Yeah. We'll see.
I actually think I would put Batman v Superman below Man of Steel. Kind of to think about it.
I liked Man of Steel better than all. That's the best DC movie that got released, in my opinion. And
it's the worst.
I agree with the critics on this one. It stands as the highest rated, and it stands as my favorite DC new universe they're building movies.
Yeah. That's even with Kevin Costner, again. Huh, Tony? Even with Kevin Costner's Jonathan Kent, you're gonna rate it higher.
But the thing is, like, there were still parts where I appreciated like what they did in that movie. But
I know, exactly.
Well, there was just watch the trailer. Watch the trailer, and that's all you need.
The best parts were in the trailer. So.
Yeah, no, with BVS, but that's all DC's movies. Like, Suicide Squad, all the best parts are in the trailer. Like, because they omitted, you know, the Ghostbusters.
I mean, the trailer for Man of Steel was amazing. I thought that trailer was great, and that's what really disappointed is that they really let you down after seeing the film. For me. I mean, I've only seen that movie once.
All right, so we got what else we got? Vin Diesel talking about the Guardians of the Galaxy will team up, which I think we've already assumed this with Avengers in Infinity War. So it's kind of like all hands on deck in Infinity War. But Vin Diesel has thus confirmed this.
All hands, including TV.
I doubt it. I really do now.
We'll see. We will see.
If I was allowed to switch my bet, I would.
If I was allowed to switch, I would.
I would have months ago, but yeah.
Yeah, you know what's funny about the bet we have? You know, all three of you are going to have to watch Fantastic Four more than likely. So if you want to get out of the way at any point, you're more than welcome to, because you know you're losing this bet. It's the new Fantastic Four, not the... No, because you've all seen the Silver Surfer, the one, so...
Yeah, that was terrible.
I haven't seen any of them. None.
Well, don't admit that, Mike. Jeez.
I'll have some options.
Never mind. You two... Tony and Corey are watching the new one. You're watching Fantastic Four 2, the Silver Surfer one. I gotta find that. You have to watch that. Holy crap, it's terrible. Mm-hmm. It's gotta be worse. I'm interested to know if it's worse than the new one that came out. Like, I'm really interested to know that. I'm
at
not watching the new one.
Silver Surfer is a cool character, and Jessica Alba, you can kind of have some eye candy there. There's nothing in the new one.
What else do we have? We have a bunch of movie news. Let's keep moving. We got Marvel Runaways got announced. It's coming to Hulu. Now, Runaways is a graphic novel, right? Side story thing?
No, it's a it was a full comic.
Full comic? Okay. I thought it was one of those like little sub-stories that they release.
No, I mean, they had a series for a while.
I think I started reading this one now that I'm thinking back. Like, the kid is with his family.
He's running away?
But he's got powers, right? He's got, like, mutant powers.
So there's a kid... there's a bunch of friends, and all their parents are super powered. And then they find out accidentally, because they all have like these meetings, that they're super villains. And so then the kids decide to run away and try to escape their parents, because their parents are super villains and they thought they were heroes the whole time. So then it's their adventure trying to escape and run away. And then, you know, there's backstabbing, betrayal, and all that good stuff. It's a pretty good comic. The first run of it was really cool.
It's being developed for Hulu.
So I'm excited to see.
Will it be in the same universe? This is the first time we had... What?
I doubt it. I don't even know why it's there. I thought Disney Marvel had a deal with Netflix, so I don't know why this is coming to Hulu.
It's a new series. It's different. The contracts are exclusive series, like certain things exclusive to Netflix. There's characters now that are tied to Netflix. These are new characters.
There is a mutant character on this.
So
it'll be an Inhuman now.
It won't matter. No, because they have the Fox show coming on too, Legion.
So this could be on that side. I don't know. It's just, it'll be interesting who's actually developing this.
Or we just, at Comic-Con, get the announcement that Fox and Marvel are teaming up and everybody can play nice and happy.
Or they're just sending this somewhere to die.
Speaking of Fox, Wolverine 3 is wrapped. And Hugh Jackman has celebrated playing the character for the last time by shaving off his mutton chops on Twitter.
Which is silly, because he's done that between them every movie, but okay.
Definitely the grayish hair. He's definitely playing old man Logan in this movie.
It looks like he's playing multiple time periods, because sometimes he doesn't have that and sometimes he does in some of the pictures I've seen.
Yeah, well, all I know is he says he's done. You guys think he's done?
Yeah, probably.
I think he's done.
He may show up for like a Days of Future, not Days of Future, First Class type of appearance, but that would be it.
You know what's so, the timing for all of this is just so, you've got Infinity War, they're basically talking about how that's going to be a beginning of the new Marvel universe. Like, that ends, so we're going to get a lot of deaths by the end of that, but the Russos were talking about how Avengers Infinity War is like a new beginning. And then you have Hugh Jackman retiring from the iconic character, so they're going to have to recast, because you know they're not. There's no way they're not having Wolverine, right?
Yeah, just like they don't have one right now in the comics.
And Old Man Logan.
It's not him.
It's Wolverine. No, it's still Wolverine.
It's Logan.
I admit to losing a bet to you, because technically he's not called, the Wolverine, but it's Wolverine in the comics. You have the character Logan still in the comics.
Well, Logan's in the comics. Wolverine's the chick now.
Well, X-23, right?
Yeah, but she's not Wolverine.
So
the character of Wolverine is dead still.
Timing-wise, though, it's all lining up. It's, again, all lining up. Isn't it? New characters, all right, new beginnings.
I don't think so. I just think you're going to get, who knows what you're going to get. Maybe they'll finally bring back the Inhumans the second time around. By then, they'll be ready to make that movie. But I think we're going to just get more and more obscure, or just, Thor 2, like, new Thor, new Iron Man, new everybody.
Well, I think they're done with Inhumans.
Yeah, I think they are, too.
Because they're getting the X-Men back. Pretty sure that's what's going to happen.
Yep. And then the Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. get shit on because of that.
Well, it depends on this Fox series, I think.
I think so.
It looks like shit, but we'll see.
They had to allow it. Somehow they had to allow it. Oh yeah. So also, Thor. You mentioned Thor. We're looking like Doctor Strange will have a cameo in Ragnarok.
Cool. So, that's not surprising.
It's not their newest hero. They want to bring him around more. He'll be in. They show Hemsworth holding a card with Doctor Strange's address on it. So. And what else do we have? We've got my bet with Daredevil is. Not, I'm going to lose.
You are totally losing. I don't know why you made that bet. That was like an obvious, dude, what are you talking about?
Coming soon, the teaser, it's so hyped for the series. They want to do 3 a year. It all seemed like it was lining up, but the Defenders is going
to... There's so much stuff ahead of it already, in production. It just didn't make sense for it to be now. I mean, it's definitely coming. We know that. It's just, yeah.
Oh, yeah. It's apparently the Defenders is going to be... setting up Daredevil season 3, quite like a tie-in, almost like a fluid thing, according to Charlie Cox.
Right. So we're going to get Luke Cage, then we're going to get Iron Fist, and then we'll get Defenders, and then we're going to get Daredevil and Punisher.
And Jessica Jones.
Jessica Jones.
Punisher might be between... Punisher might be between Defenders and
Was Iron Fist getting its own show?
Yeah. They had a trailer and everything. I'm expecting Punisher announced at Comic-Con in New York. Yeah.
Well, the actor is going to be there.
Yeah.
John actually, that's something...
Paul or something?
I might actually want to see if I can get, like, an autograph or something. That'd be cool. I thought he nailed it as Punisher. Like, that... I was kind of skeptical, but he nailed it. Like, he was my favorite character.
He was way too intense for Comic-Con, but it worked. You know, he loves the character. He was really intense at Comic-Con. So, but
he was nervous.
Dude, he was like petrified. Like, I need to live up to the fans.
He's like, these nerds will fucking kill me.
But it worked out. He did a great job.
I like what he talked about. Like, he went to a comic book store to get like a bunch of like Punisher related stuff. And the guy kind of was just like, don't fuck this up. And he's like, yeah, I know.
I can't wait for Comic-Con. I really can't. I love that. That was a great show. Even despite the line debacle, it's still, I enjoyed it.
Definitely need to get up there and early.
Sure we'll get there early on Saturday. And Friday, probably, just to be safe. Thursday, I think we're good.
Yeah, Thursday's like chillax, like just.
Yeah, I'll be out there Wednesday night, and we'll be at the show. Listeners, we're gonna be at the show on Thursday. If you guys are out there and you wanna meet us, you can send us an email and let us know. We'll come out and we'll say hi to you guys.
Yeah, so, grab a drink or something.
Yeah, podcast@allyoucangeek.net. You can just email us or on Twitter. Let us know. Send us a message on Twitter. Let's get into what we've been up to, guys. What we've watched. So, Mike.
The only thing of note that I've watched lately is more Stranger Things.
Nice.
No, I have 2 episodes left.
Your cast when they're done. Both of these guys. Corey.
I don't know.
Corey, just watch the damn thing.
I'm trying.
The Olympics are over. You have no excuse.
Or do not. There is no try. Just do it.
My problem is I've been watching this with my girlfriend the whole time, and I'm going to go away for a little bit now. So now.
Wait.
I can't. Yeah, I have to go train to be like a manager.
Oh, when does that start? Jesus.
I'm leaving this Thursday.
And I'll be gone. Time. You can watch 2 episodes by Thursday.
Yeah, I have to get time with her to do it because we can't watch it separately now. We've watched the whole thing so far.
Can't you?
It's too. It's a click of a button. Just a click of a button.
Just watch it and then fake it.
Just watch it twice. And yeah.
Oh my god.
But anyway, yeah, I watched about, I guess, the middle 4 episodes this week.
Yeah.
Or, like, after the first 2. There's 2 left. Yeah, I guess 3, 4, 5, and 6 I've watched.
Yep.
So, yeah, stuff's happening.
Yeah.
I can't say too much more than that without really spoiling anything. The whole show is kind of like a mystery that's sort of... gets clarified as you go. I do feel like I see coming that no matter what the ending is, it's going to be disappointing.
Feeling while watching it as well. And 8 episodes, it actually hurts the show. There should be more. But it's not like I hated it. It's just that I felt it was a little too short.
I also sort of feeling like I kind of wish that I wasn't hearing like rumors about season 2 already, because I kind of feel like the story should be self-contained at the end of these 8 episodes.
Yeah, you gotta get it done, and then you don't have to worry about spoilers so much. But
yeah, it's not even just worrying about spoilers. I just feel like I kind of want...
Outside influences are affecting your viewing.
No, I'm just thinking like, oh, I want this to have a definitive ending, and I don't think it's going to now since people are talking about season 2.
But even if it does, you could just act like season 2 doesn't exist. You don't have to watch it.
It doesn't right now.
Well, I guess we'll see.
Yeah.
But that's all I've watched, but... It's been pretty interesting.
Okay. Tony?
Ugh, I had to pay up on a bit.
I knew it. Okay. Like I said in Slack chat, I was going for very boring. Was it very boring or was it just stupid?
The first part of it, I was like, okay, this is interesting. And, you know, kind of like most of the movie.
He had to watch The Do-Over, right?
Yeah, The Do-Over. Yeah. I was given the choice between that or the other one. And I was like, The Do-Over, maybe. Because it had slightly better reviews. But, you know, the movie started like a typical Adam Sandler movie. Like, you know, average Joe Schmo hates his fucking life, gets shit on. It's like, all right, well, Adam Sandler's got to rescue this guy and make his life better. okay. And it's like, all right, now you start to see the gimmick. And, you know, it was okay. I mean, there were some funny parts towards the beginning, just kind of stuff. Like, yeah. I was telling Mike before you guys hopped on, like, there's a part where, like, they're on a boat, and, like, they pass by, like, this boat full of girls, and they flash them. And I'm like, oh, surprise boobs. Like, that's cool. Like, I didn't expect that from this movie, so that's a positive there. And then, but then it gets, like, there are so many ridiculous things that happen in that movie. Like, at some point, the other main character and this other random dude just tag teams as one girl. I'm like, I was not expecting that, so I don't know how to feel about this, but okay, it happened. But then the movie just gets really, really weird, and I'll be honest, I did black out for a little bit. Like, I want to say at least like 10 minutes towards like the last third. So I woke up, and then like the twist happened. I was like, oh, yep. I was like,
yep. You're like, wait, what happened?
Yeah, I was like,
I had to rewind it actually because I lost track of what I was watching.
Yeah, but so. Yeah, it was pretty bad.
Yeah.
Definitely below maybe a 2, maybe a 3, around that.
It's bad.
It's bad. Like, I would do a lot of other things before I rewatch that movie ever again. Like,
well, you don't never need to rewatch that movie, seriously.
At least we don't make people rewatch shitty movies.
Yeah. Otherwise, unless the bits get really bad.
Yeah, unless we get really angry with each other, and then you have to rewatch.
But is it on the level of Jack and Jill? No. Jack and Jill is still the worst movie I've seen.
Yeah, ridiculous. Okay, yeah, subject, though. You guys, somebody's who's up for ridiculous six?
Well, is anybody? Nobody. Everybody's all paid up now. I think.
I think I have one movie I owe Mike still.
You have to watch one.
You gotta give me a movie because I watched them. So you didn't give me another movie yet.
No, he gave you a birthday present freebie. I thought.
Yeah,
I forgave you
one for your birthday.
So all right, then we're all even until I lose to Corey, which I'm losing, and then Tony's the losing one? To me for Agent. Agent for Overwatch.
We still got like, oh no, that's tomorrow. We'll see. We'll see.
It'll be, but we'll still have another, you know, week and a half. Yeah, week and a half.
September 2nd was the call. So by the end
start
of
season two. Start of season two.
Yeah. What else? Anything watched besides that? No. Corey.
Oh man, yeah, that's been mostly Olympic stuff. So. Yeah. Nothing important.
I didn't watch
really.
Too much Olympics myself, but a little bit. That's it, though?
Pretty much. I played more stuff than I've been watching.
Yeah, I watched 10 Cloverfield Lane.
Sorry, I did watch Return of the Joker again, but...
Oh, yeah, yeah. I have that also. I bought so many, like, I want to get Mask of the Phantasm, but I really want them to do that right and re-release it on, like, Blu-ray, like, remaster it from 480p, but they have to. But I have that one. I'm going to rewatch that at least soon. So you were talking about the other day. I'm like, damn, I really want to watch that again.
Yeah, but, no, I was watching the Batman animated show like I talked about last week or whatever it was, and I was like, you know what? I kind of want to watch The Return of the Joker now, so because it's so good.
Yeah, yeah. I watched 10 Cloverfield Lane.
Okay.
Oh, how was that? I wanted to see that.
It was interesting. I liked it.
Here's the thing. I haven't seen Cloverfield. Would I like that movie? I didn't watch Cloverfield. Because, like...
You don't need to watch Cloverfield.
That's what I thought, because people said like they kind of made the movie like independently of that.
If you don't watch Cloverfield, you might be more like you might be like what the fuck kind of thing. So I think it might be worth watching. I think it's worth watching for you. I liked it actually. The cool idea about them being in a bomb shelter, like you guys have all seen the previews, so this is not a spoiler. So the premise is like the guy locks them into a bomb shelter and tells them they can't go outside. And it's like all about like the psychological aspect of that. Like, is he being serious or is like, would you trust this guy in this situation?
Yeah.
Like, you don't know. You woke up in there. You don't see anything happen. So it's pretty cool for that whole aspect of the movie. And you know, there's some cool interactions. And I thought that, first of all, I love that actress. What's her name? The girl from Sky High. The black haired girl,
Mary Winston, something.
That's like it. Yeah, she's got like three names as an actress name. Yeah. She's three. Names.
Elizabeth, Mary is in there too. Mary Elizabeth Winston.
There's three names. So,
Winstead or something.
Well, there it is. Maybe Scott Pilgrim. She's in that too.
Yes. Yes. So she's Ramona. Mm-hmm. So I really love that. That actress is great. You know, I really enjoy watching her.
Do you now? John Goodman's a pretty good bad guy.
And John Goodman's always good. So, you know, the third guy in it is okay, but John Goodman's he's really
I heard this one thing this guy was saying, how he, the thing he liked the most about, not to take away from the movie or anything, but there's a part in the film where someone's trying to start a car and they like move the thing down and there's no keys up there, and like, that's great because there are always fucking keys in the freaking like visor, like
I really expected that part, and I'm like, oh nice. So you're like, oh, that's cool. But there's like some cool little twists. There's like some weird shit that happens. It's really cool. Like it's like a spiritual successor to Cloverfield. So it's got really nothing to do with it. But you know, you can watch it, and it's still kind of like, if you know about Cloverfield and you've seen it, it's kind of cool to watch this because you know it's like the spiritual successor. And there's,
I do like that, like they're just kind of expanding that. The universe. You know, it's like,
he's gonna do a third in a new another style. And that's
what's really neat. Like no shaky cam or anything like that.
This was new style, no shaky cam, because a lot of people didn't like that. This is like a standard movie, and it all takes place in a bomb shelter.
Nice.
So, yeah, it's pretty cool. That's pretty much all I've watched. Oh, Rick and Morty, which is a great show. If you guys have not watched that on Hulu, season 1 and 2 are on Hulu for Rick and Morty.
So Barry's watching in his cave when Bruce Wayne tries to recruit him.
Really?
It's on the TV.
It's funny.
Yeah,
it's great, great show. It's like, it's one of the funniest cartoons that have been released recently. So I enjoy a lot. I'm watching the whole thing. It sucks that the seasons are only 10 episodes. So I think that's all I've been up to. So. Right. I think that's it for the podcast, this movie cast. Listeners, thanks for tuning in and viewing, hopefully, on YouTube. You can subscribe to our channel there. You get notified then when we post new videos. And there's a bunch getting posted, not just podcasts, but we have videos from games. We can't really post videos from movies because that's illegal. So, but we do have games showing up. So if you have any comments or questions, I'd love to hear from you guys. We would all love to hear from you. So write us podcast@allyoucangeek.net. You know, anything you suggestions about the show, any topics you'd like us to talk about. We love having topics. So anything movie or TV show related. We got all the new seasons coming up, so we will talk about that at some point soon. Anything? We're going to have an entire episode dedicated to Arrow really soon.
Should just call it the CW show.
No, don't expect as much CW this time around, guys, listeners, because most of us are not watching a lot of the CW shows. So... I'll be watching Flash this year and Supergirl, and that's it. So,
I'll be watching nothing.
Yeah. All right. Never mind. I'll let you know if it's good. We'll see. All right. Thanks for tuning in, listeners. Tune in next week. We'll have, I don't know, we'll see what's coming out. The whole week of news. We'll talk about it. It's good stuff.
Peace.
See ya.